Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. So we previously spoke about how to fix up a mavoi, an alleyway, to enable people to carry in it on Shabbos. Mavoi is something that in some ways resembles a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare, which one may not carry in on Shabbos. So in order to distinguish it or to fix it up so that it's not similar to the public thoroughfare, one had to use a lechi and or a kora, which would be a vertical post and or a horizontal beam. So now they're going to discuss what exactly is this beam that we're talking about. What are the parameters for such a beam that needs to be suspended across the entranceway? So Hakarasha Amru, the beam that they talked about, Rechava Kadei Lekaba Ariach, it has to be wide enough to accommodate a block. V'ha'ariach chatzi levena shel shlosha tfachim. And this ariach, this block, is half of a brick that is 3 tfachim square. Daya Lekarasha Tehei Rechava Tefach, it's sufficient if the beam is only a single tefach wide, k'dei l'kaba ariach l'arko, so that it can accommodate the length of the brick or of the block. Let's take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontif on this. L'arko, its length. The Gemara hagirsa l'rachvo. The Gemara says its width. B'hachi mistaver, and this makes more sense. The kivan shehariach chatzi levena, because since this block is half a brick, v'halavena meruvas shlosha al shlosha, and the brick is 3 by 3. V'nimsa hariach shehu mechza, and the ariach, the block, is half of it. Lo pichza min ha'orach, rak min ha'rochev bilvad. It doesn't take away from the length, it only takes away from the width. So since you're cutting this 3 by 3 block in half, you're ending up with something that's going to be 3 tefachim by 1.5 tefachim. So the 1 tefach beam can support its width, which is 1.5. It can't support its length, which would still be 3. Let us look now in the Bartnuro on this Mishnah. Rachva kadei lekaba ariach. Its width has to be sufficient to support this block. Shetehei ru'uya livnosa leha binyan lekvius. In other words, it has to be as if it was sufficient to build a structure on top of it. Because the purpose of this kora, this beam, is to form a wall. So it has to be sufficient that one could actually build a wall on it. V'hariach chatzi levena shel shlosha tefachim, and this block is half of a brick of 3 fists by 3 fists square. Nimtza hariach tefach u'mechza rochev. So we find that the block is 1.5 wide. Daya l'kora b'rochev tefach. It's good enough if the beam is only a tefach wide and not a tefach and a half. Hachika amar, this is the meaning. Kiva chahakora rachva tefach, since the beam is a tefach wide, oso chatzi tefach hanosar shahariach rachav tefach umechsa, that extra half tefach, because the brick, the block, is going to be wider than the beam, yachal umarach batit, that could be filled up by spreading cement, by putting mortar there. Etzba mikan ve'etzba mikan, a finger's worth on one side and a finger's worth on the other side. Since a tefach is a fist, then half a tefach is 2 fingers, so a finger on either side. It's not a very large measure. Va'yidei kein tihye rachva l'kaba ariach, and therefore it would support the brick. So if you were going to build a structure on top of it, you would leave a little space on either side to put in the mortar. V'hachi mafarish leba gemara, and this is the explanation that the gemara gives. Back in the Mishnah Dalid, Rechava kadei lekaba ariach, ubriya kadei lekaba ariach. So the first opinion in our Mishnah says it has to be both wide enough to accommodate this block, and it also has to be strong enough to accommodate this block. Rabbi Huda Omer, but Rabbi Huda says, Rechava afo pisha eno briya. It has to be wide enough to hold this block, but it doesn't have to be strong enough to hold the block. And there's just one Bartnuro here. Bria lakaba ariach, it has to be strong enough to hold it. Chazaka lispo koved ha'ariach shalot tishaber. It has to be strong enough to support the weight of the block without breaking. V'chein halacha. And this is, in fact, the halacha. So no matter how wide it is, a paper beam isn't going to do the trick. That is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow. We will continue with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.